Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 August 2023, and you're in for a treat tonight with a lady I had on, I think, one time before that is harder to pin down than nailing Jell-O to the wall, but we're in for a great treat tonight. We're going to have Christy Hutchison on, Women Fighting for America. We'll get that in just a minute. Before I do that, several prayer requests, okay? One from Carl for his son, Eric. I won't get in detail, but he said Eric needs prayer, and I'm sure there's a lot more to it than just physical probably, so keep that in prayer. Also, for Mary in Idaho, needs healing. She's got an aneurysm in her neck and hoping they can fix it before anything happens. Keep Mary in your prayers also. And Joseph and Elaine, they're having some problems, we'll say, with zoning laws. They got the roof fixed. They didn't pass zoning laws for some reason. I mean, it's just been a mess for them and a whole lot more than that. Now, keep Joseph and Elaine in your prayers, please. I mean, that's really important that we do that. These people ask for help and they ask for prayer. They're not asking for financial help. They're saying pray for us. So for Eric, the son of Carl, for Mary in Idaho, and Joseph and Elaine, you prayer warriors all over the world, keep his name before our Father, please, and ask him to intercede for his glory and on their behalf. And don't forget, we're going to offer this probably for the rest of the month to get it out to everybody we can. The affidavit of proof of immunity. You get this filled out and notarized. You get, if there's another pandemic, a plandemic, I should say, and there's going to be, this will protect you from being harassed for not wearing masks and not getting vaccinated. This is legal paperwork, folks. It is legal. And if you want a copy of it, I'll send it to you. If you can send a dollar to cover postage, envelopes, whatever, I'd appreciate it. But if you can't, you call and leave your address, and I'll get that to you ASAP. You can call us the office at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, folks, you can save us some money if you'll call us on our toll line, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We definitely want you to have it. I hope you never need again. But you get it, make copies of it, and when you run into situations, you share that with somebody that's giving you a hard time. Get it notarized and take it from there. Folks, we have to stand. Our guest tonight, bless her heart, is taking a stand all over the country. She got to catch a flight in the morning at 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. She wanted to get off the radio to me at 9 o'clock, so you know she's not lazy. She's going to get out there and go again tomorrow, trying to make a difference for the glory of God, folks, and for the sake of our country. And believe me, our country needs repentance. Our country needs to turn around very quickly. But, Christy, are you there?
I am. Good evening, everybody. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I hope the listeners are too. I want to tell you this right now. I got the best listeners in the world, and I mean that. I know a lot of them. Many of them, never met them personally, but by phone, at least once a week we get a talk, and they're like family. They are family. So that's important.
So do they do a call-in, Pastor Butch, with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bomb the air. We'll open lines up for phone calls. Yes, we will.
Well, you know what? I hope so, because I'd really like to answer anybody's questions out there, because we got a lot going on. You know, Pastor, I'm reminded of Revelation 12, and, you know, we're in a spiritual battle right now. This is a battle against good and evil, everything that's going on, and there's so many distractions and so much. It's overwhelming. God is in control. He is. We know the end of the story, right? Yep. However, one of the things I think in the Christian community that we forget, God created us. He created us in his image. He placed us here on the earth to have full, complete authority, both over the land, the air, the water, and the skies. With that comes great responsibility.
Absolutely.
And I believe one of the reasons why we are where we are, and there's so much evil prevailing, is because we've forgotten what our actual duty is as a son and daughter of the High King.
I totally agree.
We have great authority. We have great authority, and we've relinquished our authority to the enemy. And it's time that the evangelical world wakes up, stands up after their prayers, and takes action, because God is a God of action. Jesus was the Son of God, and he was a man of action. And so, you know, I get asked all the time, Christy, we're praying for you. God's got this. He's got this. No, that's incorrect. You are misunderstanding what the Bible tells you. Faith without works is dead.
Amen.
And so therefore you have to pray, and you pray fervently, but then you get up, and then in Ephesians, he talks about putting on the full armor of God, and that is from the helmet all the way down the piece of shoes to the belt. And there's a way to put on that armor, Pastor Butch. God downloaded a battle-ready plan. I'm wearing it. If your listeners could see me now, I'm wearing my Women Fighting for America battle-ready T-shirt, and it's got the cross that looks like a sword. Because we were born to be warriors in the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why he's called God of hosts, God of armies. Absolutely. That's true.
And so we are literally facing our complete destruction of the life we know it here in America and all over the globe. I've been doing this for a very long time, Pastor Butch. I worked in Washington, D.C. in the private sector, in the DOD space, defense space. I walked away 4 years ago from everything because I was called by my Lord and Savior. And I stepped down as CEO of my company, and I walked away from everything of man. I haven't had a salary in 4 years. I've been living off of my savings and using that money that God gifted me to fight for the next generation, to fight for his people, to fight for this country, to be a voice for the voiceless in the wilderness, and to be a watchman and a general. And I'm going to ask your listeners right now to do a couple things. I want them to really go to my website. Under the resources page, Pastor Butch, before we get into what we're going to talk about tonight, under resources on Women Fighting for America, Women Fighting for America, WFFA.WIN, there is a battle ready plan. I want everybody to get that plan, and I want you to read it and absorb it. And then I want you to get the 14-point plan to save America's future, because we have less than 12 months to do the necessary things that God is calling us to do right now.
And I got to ask you a question. Why do you say 12 months? That's a very interesting point. Why do you say that?
So everyone is hoping and praying and wishing that the 24 election is going to come on and be this huge change. Everyone's going to show up in the voting booths, and somehow we're going to miraculously possibly be able to get, if Donald Trump's your choice or another Republican, into office. I hope that that's absolutely true, but I can tell your listeners today right now, unfortunately, those in the world that we swim in have seen the data and the information that we need. The signs are there, everything that's going on a global scale. We just don't look here in the United States. There's going to be probably false flag. There's going to be multiple small terrorist attacks, civil unrest in the streets. They are going to do the perp walk, we believe, with Donald Trump, which is going to incite a lot of anger and possibly chaos and an uprising, which they really want us to do. They want to usher in martial law. The Maui fires is going to be utilized as the catalyst, I believe, also for Biden to evoke the Climate National Emergency Declaration, which I believe he's already have. I don't believe that was a gaffe last week. There's a lot more that I could get into about what I believe is happening with that, what happened with those Maui fires. But make no mistake, they're going to want to usher in martial law. They want us to have chaos in the street so they can also send in the World Health Organization via the NATO forces, plus the military militia men that they've already created by open border policies that have infiltrated into this country at an unprecedented amount.
And by the way, clear back in 1994, that's been a long time ago, the reports of Chinese military-age men crossing the border from Mexico back in 1994. What's happened since then?
Yeah, you know, we have over 18 million that have actually, in reality, entered this country. We have massive amounts of, we know for a fact, so Iran's Revolutionary Guard, you've got Hezbollah, who's mixed in with the Venezuelans. Venezuela gives them legal documents stating that they're Venezuelan citizens. We've got 25,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate that's missing. Two tons of that, 25,000 tons. Think about that. 2,000 pounds is what Timothy McVeigh used to take down the Oklahoma City bombing when that occurred. And you couple that with a lot of things that we know that's going on all across the heartland. You've got Chinese and buying up agricultural property near critical infrastructures. We know for a fact that there's been raids starting in 2019 on some of these Chinese-owned agricultural properties, and they have found military-grade equipment, military-style training. And I'm not saying this to scare people because I don't live in fear. Knowledge is a very powerful thing. Understanding the threat is very powerful, because when you understand what's really happening and it's in your backyard, you're not immune to it. By the way, I don't care where you live. You can prepare. You can, first and foremost, stockpile. I live in a state where we have hurricanes. We are constantly prepared. We have fresh water, extra food. I have 12 months plus supply. I would highly recommend everybody get themselves water straws, the things that necessary for emergencies. Do a minimum of 3 months. If you can do 12 months, that would be even better. Start getting in like-mindedness with other community members and have a strategy and a plan. We've got that. I talk about that all the time on some of my podcasts. But more importantly, we need to be unified. You know, the reason why the World Economic Forum, the globalist cabal and the elites and the Bidens and the Obamas and all of these, the Clinton Foundation, the Bushes, and it doesn't matter whether you're an independent Democrat or Republican, they're on both sides of the fence. There's so many that are sold out, and they're all part of this one world system, the World Economic Forum and the globalist agenda. And so when you see that, it all ends and starts with us. You see, we've allowed this to go on because we continue to either turn the other way or comply. And the moment we decide that we've had enough and we stop funding all of this by purchasing things from Amazon and Walmart and Target and the Anheuser-Busch and, you know, we have a whole list on our site, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, unfortunately, you know, Heinz. We have to think differently right now, because we need to take back the control that belongs to we the people.
Amen. Well, you said a mouthful there. You covered a lot of territory in the last 5 minutes. Wow. So I
try to cover as much as I possibly can in the short time that I have, because when I tell you, Pastor Butch, we really are living in peril times right now.
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
We're not going to have a savior come. I'm not, when I say a savior, I mean, everyone thinks Trump and this person, that person, or there's private military.
No, that's not going to happen.
It's not happening.
No, it's not.
So we have to rely on each other. Isn't that what the founding fathers
absolutely did? Well, first off, have to repent and turn back to our savior and ask him to help us and forgive us. That's the key. And then go from there, put our trust in him and let him show us which way to go.
Yeah. You know, we have forgotten that, right? Because, you know, the work that I do is very serious and it's very dangerous work that I do. And so I have threats. I have death threats. I have bounties on my head currently. I have to travel with full-time security because, you know, they don't want you to know the truth. And everything I'm telling your listeners, they can actually do their own due diligence and they can look this stuff up. You just got to know where to do your research and peel back, you know, the onion, so to speak, and do what God's asked you to do. And that's think for yourself. We spend so much time regurgitating what we hear. We spend so much time on our phones and social media apps that we just don't spend a lot of time doing the hard work anymore, which is actually actively thinking for ourselves and researching for ourselves. And I think if more people also did that, the knowledge would be incredible. And you wouldn't fall for a lot of the nonsense that you're hearing out there.
Amen. Well, just tell me, I mean, now how long have you been working with Women Fighting for America? How many years have you been doing that? Now, you told me and I forgot.
Yeah, it's okay. So Women Fighting for America was founded in 2020, and it was founded by a conversation that God had with me in my backyard. And that's the conversation that made me step down and walk away from everything. It was a very powerful conversation that God had with me. And, you know, when I started the journey, I had no idea where I was going to be.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
If you told me like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that this is what I'd be like, you're crazy. My friends would tell you the same thing. You know, I had a pretty nice, you know, life. And, you know, we worked really hard to have everything we have. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. My mom was a bus driver. My dad was in the construction industry and he's a good old boy from Kentucky. And, we struggled growing up, but we had love. And, you know, I appreciate every single day and everything that I have, but I've realized something as a Christian. You know, in the resources that I'm telling you to go get, you can get this off the Battle Ready Plan. And I wish I was that eloquent of a writer, but God actually inspired and downloaded the words that I wrote on that paper. And, you know, we have a time that we are born. God knows that date. And he also knows the date that we're going home, whether it's to the good place or the bad place. That's up to you to decide where you're going to go. You have to have, you know, a spiritual awakening to understand, you know, that there is a heaven and there's a hell. And whether you want to believe it or not, you're either going to hell or you're going to heaven. True. And so, you know, if we as Christians really believe what we say, the book ends. Right. They're already decided for us. The date of our birth and the date of when we're going to heaven. It's already been decided, whether it's an accident or whatever that is. It's still decided. And so what you do in between that time, Pastor Butch, is what you're going to be judged for. And, you know, I spent so much time worrying about what other people thought, trying to climb the corporate ladder, you know, getting one more, you know, whatever in my driveway or in my house or whatever that looked like. And we really were created for something a heck of a lot more. You know, the journey that I've been on has been incredible. The friends that I've met, the people that I've gotten to meet over in 30 plus states. And then on top of that, you know, when I was looking at the border crisis from a security perspective, you know, we started looking at the humanitarian part, and that's the human trafficking. And you know, we've been blessed to be a part of my team has, you know, we've rescued children. We've been in stash houses. I've seen things that most people shouldn't see. And I'm so thankful that God called me, but I'm more thankful that I said yes and went all in, you see, because we need to go all in.
And don't you feel humbled, and I do, that he would call an old hillbilly like me to do anything? And I've been, like I said, been on radio going on 31 years. As far as I know, myself, and I didn't know this gentleman at the time, and Ernie Sanders out of Cleveland, Ohio, were the first preachers to get on the radio to expose this stuff. Most everybody, and this, and there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. They're called to preach the gospel of salvation, and I, great for them. But we were called a different direction to try to warn the people about what's going on in this country, why we need to repent as a nation, and why we need to stand for Christ in a wicked world. And, you know, sis, of all the times that our light should shine is right now before men. I used to work in coal mines, and I'm going to tell you what, you don't have a light in there. It's dark, you can feel it. And a candle, you can see a candle in there as far as a mine goes, as bright as day, because it's only light in there. Well, that's how we should be in a darkened world. I don't care for a candle or a spotlight in our spiritual walk. People need to see that light. That's why we're here. And what you're doing right now, what you've been exposing on the border, and what you, and you've been in places, I know you have, I've looked at some of your videos, you've been in places that it would take more nerve than most men would have to even think about doing. And I haven't seen what you've seen as far as child trafficking, different things. I've been a Vietnam era veteran. I saw things I don't like to think about in that part. But nonetheless, what you've seen in America, and the masses are either blind to it, ignorantly blind of it, or willfully blind of it, one or the other, because there's not very many people taking a stand on it. And I don't know how sometimes, you got to get frustrated. I mean, I know you're superwoman, but you're still kind of human. And you run into things. Sometimes, but you feel like, what's the use? Who's listening?
You know, Pastor Butch, probably the biggest thing that I get frustrated on from this, I mean, there's some of the atrocities that I've seen. You know, when you've got decapitated babies' heads and bodies thrown in the desert, and you've got slaughterhouses where they're literally slaughtering people for life.
And people don't believe this, but the rape trees and all that stuff—they're real.
But my website. I go live when I can. I'll go live in a stash house. I'll go live where the rape trees are. We've got the photographs. I can't post some of the horrific images because they would get taken down. But the stuff on my phone is pretty graphic. And so, you know, I'm a pretty tough cookie. I'm my daddy's daughter. I was born and bred in Florida, but my daddy's from Kentucky, and I grew up hunting, fishing, skinning. You know, deer and hog and all that stuff. Thank goodness. I was very big time tomboy, but it doesn't prepare you
nothing
for what
does.
You see.
Nothing can.
When
nothing
a child can. Is it's raped impossible. And yeah. That child literally has over 22 different men's semen inside of her vagina. That's pretty disgusting.
You see,
imagine if that was your child.
There's no way that a normal person could even imagine being that evil. So it's hard to accept the fact that some people are that evil and worse. That's the hard part, is understanding that this actually happens. I mean, how do you explain a man or a woman that would rip a baby apart in a womb and throw the piece in a trash can and get paid for it? I mean, how do you explain that? How do you explain that kind of conscience? You can't, because that's way beyond our comprehension of evil. But that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, well, it's demonic. You know, for example, like a lot of, they worship down at the, they worship Santa Morta. And, you know, it's just they eat the organs, too, by the way. So they'll eat body parts and the organs. I've seen that. And they believe that if they eat it,
they become powerful. You say they. Who's they?
So those who are involved in the trafficking industry typically are the cartels, the transnational criminal organizations, the boots on the ground kind of got sold. That's what they do. This is demonic. I mean, it's literally spiritual warfare. I've been to some places literally where you've got, you know, the pentagrams, and it's dark. When I tell you it's dark, it's dark. In Ohio, I was in Ohio, me and my team, and we were doing some work there. There was a street, and, you know, we've got to call it out and not be afraid. And I love everybody. I hate the sin. I hate sin. It's not the person I hate. It's the sin. And it's my responsibility as a Christian, as somebody who really believes that there is a heaven and hell, and your soul will be going to one or the other. So it's my responsibility. God has asked me to tell people the good news. But then it's also when somebody's sinning, to point it out in love, not in hate, by the way. But we were in this particular block. There was Planned Parenthood at the end of the street, but then there was a bunch of gay nightclubs and gay It's a gay community with gay nightclubs. And so inside of this one particular gay nightclub, it was just purchased by a church who had been praying for years that they could take over that property. And we went down into the basement, and it was filthy. But in the basement, there was cages. And in those cages were shackles. And in those cages, we found children's IDs, young people's IDs and photographs, all sorts of stuff. And, you know, this goes on all over the country. America's the number one purchaser, by the way,
of
trafficking, both human trafficking, sexual trafficking, labor trafficking, and other things. You know, it's we're the number one buyers. So we have a sin problem. We have a heart problem. And it's because we're not calling it out. We're too afraid to say anything because we're afraid what we're going to get canceled, what we might get our bank account closed down, or we might have our social media accounts closed down. You know what? If everybody said enough is enough, they're not going to close us down anymore, because then they would have no business and they wouldn't make the money. You see, there's the power. And that's what I'm talking about. We have the power in our wallets. We have serious authority. And we just don't exercise it because, quite frankly, Pastor Butch, we're complacent and we're lazy. We don't want to have to. We don't want to have to go try to find a different fill in the blank because we might not be able to get it at Amazon or Walmart or Target. You know, we might have to change a product because we can't find it in a local mom and pop store that's not made in China, or one of these big corporations who are literally demonic in funding slaughtering of babies and the innocent. Again, it starts with us. And so I get really angry. You know, I don't shop at any of those places, and my life has been pretty doggone good, and I haven't missed a beat.
Amen.
It just takes a little bit of mind shift.
I understand what you're saying. You want to tell the lawbreaker, the God's lawbreakers, what they're doing. But, you know, there's also a time you got to stand up and say, we can't allow this any longer. We're going to fight this physically if we have to. We don't want to fight physically. But if you attack our children, we have no choice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's coming to that right now. I mean, I know for a fact that in the little fellowship I pastor, most people there are armed. It's not because they want to use it for anything but target practice, but I never know what's going to happen anymore. I've been threatened. I've had the wheels fall off my car. I've had things going down and really odd things happen to me over the years. But I refuse to walk in fear. And, of course, I don't call the nightclubs gay nightclubs. I call them homosexual nightclubs, sodomite nightclubs. They're perversion, houses of perversion that God hates. And, Christy, as long as we tolerate in our country, God cannot heal our land. Repentance has got to start with us, the church, true repentance, and then getting on our hind feet, speaking up and standing up and not backing down any further. No matter what the cost, folks, that's what we're facing. Back at the break with your phone calls at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back and we're talking to Christy Hutchison. And what a powerhouse this lady is in Women Fighting for America. And the phone line's open at 844-769-2944 if you want to talk to Christy. And by the way, if you listen to this on shortwave on 6115, it's be called Melody Seastrom. With Discount Gold and Silver is paying for that hour. I want you to know that. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, we're on shortwave 6115. Melody pays for that to help us keep this ministry on the air. So you need to give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. At least thank her for having the program on the air. I mean, that would mean something to her, folks. Let you know that you do care and appreciate this broadcast. If we're blessing you, maybe help me in some areas. And that's what we're trying to do right now. Again, talking to Christy Hutchison. And this lady has done, I don't know how she does it. I really don't. She has a family. She takes care of everything going on. I don't know how she keeps up the finances. I don't know how she does it. She's just almost like a Wonder Woman type person. She's always on the move doing something. But, Christy, we were talking during the break there about something that I know you want to address, and I do too. And that's child trafficking and what's going on across country. And now, because of the movie Sound of Freedom, which was in my mind a great movie as far as exposing what happened. Great movie for that reason. But since that happened, people are literally talking about chipping their children to keep them safe. Now, could that movie have been used? And I'm not saying it was intended this way, but could it be used as a way to push the parents in that direction?
Well, you know, with anything good or bad, the enemy will always take that opportunity to use it for evil, for his purposes. And, you know, the Sound of Freedom, there's embellishments in there, but the child trafficking part of it was not embellished. And as a matter of fact, in some instances, it probably didn't go far enough. But, you know, when you look at the individuals behind the movie who actually funded it, I have a major, major problem and questions about that. Carlos Slim, for example, Carlos Slim is a billionaire out of Mexico, and he is not a good guy. He funds the Clinton Foundation and many other things. We believe he's connected with the transnational criminal organizations, the cartels, who, by the way, are the biggest traffickers in the world. And so there's a lot of questions. There's also some individuals who are surrounding that film who have been arrested for pedophilia and some other things. And so, you know, you have to understand, you know, the good hearts of people. But why do we bring in individuals like that to fund something? Well, when they fund something, they always there's always probably some kind of back end agenda. And I've gotten so many emails, and my phone's been ringing about parents going, oh my, they're freaked out now because they want to keep their children safe, which, of course, as a parent, you do. The wrong thing to do is to chip your child. And this has been a huge talking point to push the chipping. We already are trying to see the chipping of people with the banking systems and having, you know, a chip in your hand or wherever. So when you walk into a store, it automatically, you know, deducts your bank account and all that stuff, which I believe 100% is the mark of the beast. But to chip your child. So let me talk to you a little bit really quick about the chipping of the child. Anything that has a chip, it's a computer-based chip. It's got information and it beams off of Wi-Fi or whatever. If you can track your child via chip, it can be hacked, and it will be hacked because the enemy is very sophisticated. This is a multi-billion dollar operation that they have, and they have plenty of money to have major operations. These aren't thugs that you're seeing. The thugs you see bringing the people over, they're just worker bees. They could care less. They're expendable. They don't care if they die. They don't care if they get apprehended and put in jail. It doesn't matter. There's one more to replace them. And so the enemy can chip your child and track your child. Your child will not be, as a matter of fact, your child will be less safe if you put a chip in them. So please do not chip your child. You know what we can do? Be an old fashioned parent. You want to keep your child safe. Sit down with your children and discuss the bad things that can possibly happen to them. Understand about how human trafficking works, the brains behind the individuals. We do anti-trafficking. As a matter of fact, anybody in Pennsylvania right now, or if you want to fly in, I don't care, anybody in Pennsylvania, I'm going to be at Freedom Academy on September 29th, 28th and 29th, I will be, and you can go to our website, it'll be on our website, but we will be at the Freedom Academy on the 28th, 29th of September, and we are specifically doing child trafficking, anti-child trafficking training to teach you on what you need to know to keep your community safe and your family safe from these thugs and criminals, these animals. So that's what you can do. Also, every single one of you, I don't care if your son, your daughter are 5 years old or 18 years old. They live in your house. When they go to bed at night, you need to take their cell phone from them. You need to lock it up, not just put it in your room. You need to physically lock it up.
So that's declaring war. But anyway, go ahead.
You know what? It's not easy to be a parent. You know, my boys, I'm a mom, and my children did not even have a cell phone. They did not possess a cell phone until they were in 11th grade.
Good for you.
11th grade. And you know what? They survived. They had tons of friends. Yeah, they were a little bit made fun of their friends. But after a while, like, whatever. I understand your mom doesn't want you having that cell phone. You know, they pushed back. I'm not saying it was easy. They were mad at me. I heard the, I hate you, the da-da-da. But you know what? That's what parenting actually is. Why? Because you love them and you have nothing but the best for them. Now my boys are in their 20s. And you know what, Pastor Butch? They literally tell me all the time, Mom, we want to tell you thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for not allowing us to have a phone.
Wow. Wow. Good for you.
Be a parent. You're not supposed to be their friend. Yeah, that's a bonus. But be a parent. Children need parents right now. You know, between the LGBTQ, the sexual identity crisis, the schools trying to indoctrinate your children, we need to have real parents to be strong and bold and loving but firm, now more than ever. And so that's what I can tell you to keep your child safe, to do that. The other thing I want to talk about really quick, you know, my heart right now goes out to all of the residents in Maui right now. Most of you don't know this yet because they're hushing a lot of this and they're keeping this information from the public. But we're hearing, unfortunately, out of Maui that all of the protocols were not followed. The sirens didn't sound. The fire department left the fire unattended. We still don't even know the origins of this particular fire. And I'm going to tell you, I live in a state where we have hurricanes. And I promise you, in 50 years, I have never witnessed fires created like that fire in Maui. So we have a lot of questions. There's a lot of answers that need to happen. We need to keep our minds open on what took place in Maui, but also we're going to see the death toll of children.
Oh yes.
At an unprecedented level. We believe hundreds of children perished because they were told to stay home from school. There was no parent there for the most part. They were at work. They couldn't get to them. The fire department didn't get to them in time. And by the time they realized the fire was at a dangerous place, they couldn't get out. So my heart right now bleeds for the children of Maui and those who have lost many loved ones in the days to come. We have to understand again that this is a spiritual battle. And we have to be the watchman from here on out. We need to take the call. And, you know, you asked me about some things that frustrate me. You know, unfortunately, I have to fund, and I'm not a wealthy person, by the way, and I pray that my mortgage gets paid next month, literally, because I've blown through all my money trying to save this country I love and hold so dearly because of the calling God put on my life. I don't want my children and my children's children's children to grow up in tyranny and without freedom and liberties. I want them to be able to worship their God without persecution. And it's already here.
Yes,
you saw it during COVID. And so my frustration is the conservative movement, the Christian movement, they are generous in the wrong places. And they just don't give. And believe me, I understand how hard it is right now more than anybody. But you know what? $5, $10, $20. And if you have been blessed and gifted where God has given you plenty, I promise you, it's not your money. God That's gave true. It to you to use while you're here for good. You know, I get calls. I got a call, actually, ironically, by the way, in Maui, because there's a lot of human trafficking that goes on in Maui. The elites have these big yachts. They park them off in international waters. And the criminals, traffickers, bring them out on boats to these yachts. And I got the call to go to Maui, by the way. And I was in tears crying. And I think I threw up for like 2 days in a row because I couldn't go because we don't have the funding. Because these type of operations take a lot of money. And I'm not a big operation like Underground Railroad who have over $70, $80 million in their coffers. And by the way, you really need to ask organizations, if they have that much money in their bank accounts, they're not doing, in my personal, professional opinion, what they need to be doing. You should have hardly no money in your bank account if you're really truly rescuing and extracting.
I'll tell you what, I fit that. Thank you. I fit that part. I do.
I don't care if it's the Salvation Army. I don't care if it's the Red Cross, United Way. Most of these organizations, by the way, they're not nonprofits. Make no mistake, they're for profit. And even the church. You know, we need to get back to good old fashioned giving to God what's God and giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And it's time that the church turn their back away from the C3 status. We need to go back. You know what? If you have to pay taxes, by golly, pay the doggone taxes. But you know what? Stop being beholden to Big Brother government because he's now your savior because you have to answer to him. You see it in the pulpit every day. They're not preaching. They're closing their doors down when COVID hits. They're living in fear. They're serving what the government or the mandates tell them to do instead of serving the God Moses and Abraham.
Amen. Amen.
And so
I agree.
We need to get back to really, really putting our trust, our faith, our finances, everything into the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell right now of your listeners, I'm a horrible person to fundraise. My team hates me. They're all volunteers. They're like, Christy, what are we going to do? You know what? I can ask tonight. A dollar, the widow's mite, whatever you can do. 100%. I don't take a salary, by the way. I'm a $0 CEO. As a matter of fact, ironically, tonight I had my CPA. They're like, you got to take a salary. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm not taking a salary. God will provide for me. I want the money to go to the fight because we need every man, woman, finances, every resource we have to fight the enemy because they're well-funded, well-organized, and
Chris,
they have a very secure plan.
Christy, I'm going to say this to save time. Folks, you know my address. I'm going to ask her to send me, text me her address or where to send the money to. You send it to me with a note to send it to Christy. I promise you every dime will go to Christy. And Christy, I'm not a rich man, but I'll be sending something to you in the very near future also. I won't have enough to pay your vacation next year, but I can get something to you.
Well, you know, I haven't had a vacation in 4 years, so I don't even know what that looks like right now. I literally work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because this is what my calling is. You know, I have a purpose, and I think that's another thing we could talk to really quick. You know,
we all have a purpose. Don't get people waiting to talk to us.
Let's do it.
All right. And by the way, now you be sure and send me the address and send the funds to. And folks, you send it to us here, Pastor Butch, at Call Decision. You can call tomorrow. If you don't have address, just call Lisa tomorrow and ask her 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and say, what's the address to Call Decision? I'm going to send a donation to Lady on the Radio last night. Just put down Christy's name. Just say Christy or Women Fighting for America, whatever you want to do. And I promise you, folks, just like we helped Pastor Pulaski, every dime sent to me went to him. And I know we're not rich. We're not rich. We didn't send him $10 to $1,000. But $50 helps altogether. If you send 10 apiece, I mean, that it does help. And I'll be sending something to you real soon. So, Christy, be sure and send me your information to where to mail these checks and money orders to, okay?
Absolutely. I mean, they can go to our website, Women Fighting for America. There is an address right on our website to send donations. We take Venmo, Give, Send, Go. We have a huge right now for Operation Archangel, which is our anti-human trafficking division of Women Fighting for America. So there's lots of places to go to do that. And, you know, I promise you, God will honor your gift and you will see blessings because he's tired of his children and this country being trampled on by the evil
Amen.
One. But let's take some. I love to talk to the people.
Well, let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Butch, thank you so much for this tonight. This is what. Where are the churches standing up to this?
Yeah,
this is so true.
Most of them don't know a thing about it because the pastors won't teach them anything. They don't tell them these things. But go ahead.
Nope, they don't. They're 501c3 indoctrinations. That's what they are. We got a governor here in Kentucky that's for underage transsexual surgeries under 18, named Andy Beshear.
Yeah,
Chris, he said his papa and daddy were pastors or deacons of a church here. So how can he be that way? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
being facetious. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. And I believe he's being funded by the Chinese. The Chinese has got money in spite, like Mitch McConnell in this state. All this trafficking is going to be covered up. This is a serious matter. The cell phone industry, which you were talking about, Christy, you're right. Get those cell phones away from those kids because did you know that there are traffickers on those phones every moment looking for children? They'll get your picture. They'll know where your IP address is, what state and county and town you live in. This is a very serious matter. Parents, get those cell phones away from your children. Traffickers are easily, through this technology, will find children in every state. It's a fact, Butch.
That is a fact.
You are 100% correct. They absolutely do. They track. We just got back, me and my team, a couple months ago. We were doing Operation Schoolyard. And Operation Schoolyard was actually, we were in California at the time doing some recce work. And we were uncovering what these criminal organizations and how they were targeting Catholic schools, by the way, and a couple private schools, Christian private schools, as well as a public school. And, you know, parents have no idea. And that's why, again, if you have, you know, it, unfortunately, if you have a business who wants to underwrite me and my team to come, we'll do it for free. But it costs money for us to come and do the training. But if not, you know, we'll come 100. If you fill 100 people, I wish I could do it for free. But $199, it gives you all the training material. 2 days we spend with you. We will train you on what to look for, what, how to thwart these criminal operations in your city. And you know what? Let me speak to also the mayor and all of these individuals. I did a live video today, and it's called "Did the Cabal Just Burn Maui Down?" And I talk about the Cabalist. And but a lot of people don't know what that is. That's a big word. Oh, my God. You know, don't use that word. Well, no, it's the world. There is a plan. World Economic Forum, IMF. I can't get into all of that tonight. He's probably part of that. Not he probably is. He is. If he's got those agendas, there's a big agenda. And one of those things is to take your child's identity. You know, our identity is in Christ. Our identity is in the God Amen. That created Amen. Us. And the reason why they're going after your children and they're creating this identity crisis is because if you don't know who you are, and you can literally be trained to do whatever, right? Whatever blows with the wind. I feel like a goat today. I feel like lying with a woman today. I feel like lying with an animal today. Bestiality. This is about 100% control of you, yes, taking control of your children, and then losing your identity and who you are in God. That's
a very
about
good point. That's
evil.
A very good point, Chris. I hate to rush, but we got another call. Some else calls yes. Anything else you want to say, Chris?
I just want to say keep up the fight, and listen, parents. We love you out there. Get rid of your cable. Get rid of the Netflix. Don't get at these transgender cartoons that are on these cable networks. Get rid of it.
That's right.
Okay, good call. Right on. And, folks, again, if you want to help Christy out, you send it to me, and I promise I'll get it right to her. I'll have the address here in a little bit. Let's go to Arizona and talk to Gary. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. First of all, Chris, thank you very much for calling in. You know, you usually have something really, really, really good to contribute to the show. So I enjoy following you. Butch, I'm sorry, I can't remember the lady's name. What is it
Christy.
Again, please?
Christy.
Okay, Christy, God bless you, and thank you so very much for what you do and for the mission that you are on. I do a mission here, a pro-life mission, trying to save little bitty babies from being slaughtered by their own family members and their mothers. And and a lot of these things are happening. Babies are being destroyed from people who do attend church services.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me nuts. And it just rides me, you know, upper rope, how a church can say that we're pro-choice, but none of them want to define what happens to the choice, the little bitty image of God, especially now when they're doing a lot with abortion pills. And one of the two pills, I want people to know this, that it dislodges the baby from the inside of its mother's womb. And the other pill, you take that and it flushes the baby out. So they touch that little image of God. They flush it right out into the toilet, down into the sewers. And that is totally demonic.
It is.
And, it is. Yeah, it is
it
totally demonic.
Yeah, and it also contaminates the water, the soil, and everything else that they don't even want to talk about. So,
Yes, you know, I agree with you. And you know, sin does not stand alone. You know, it's leaven. It has to keep. It just keeps killing and killing and killing in one form or another. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Butch, thank you so very much for having this young lady on. I don't know if she's You're young welcome. Or middle aged, whatever. It doesn't matter. She's a child of God. And
I do want to address something that you said.
We got to hurry, Chris. So, we got more calls. Got to hurry.
Really quick. I'm here to tell you, and this is going to make a lot of people cringe and uncomfortable, but again, I don't care. I speak truth. I speak what God wants me to tell everybody. Any church out there, any pastor out there, anybody who's in the body of Christ or in those four walls of a church, if that church is advocating anything that goes against God's word, God's law, they are not serving God. They are a demonic Amen. Church. They have a Amen. Demonic presence. Amen. That pastor needs to be removed from that church, or you need to remove yourself from that congregation, because Amen. They are not a godly body that you want to be involved in. Run, not walk.
Amen. Good call, Gary. Thank you. Appreciate it, brother. I think he's
going to like that. Just really quick.
Uh-huh.
Really quick. Okay, I usually say this. If somebody comes on like this, drop a couple shekels in an envelope and get it to her. If you got to give it through Butch Paul, do that. But let's support the people. You know, I took my wife out the other day, and me and her got a hamburger and an order of French fries. Cost me $19. Drop $19 in an envelope and send it in. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Let's go to Alvin and talk to Jan. Jan, come on in. You got about 1 minute. Got to hurry.
Hey, Pastor, I was just going to tell him I'm sending the money to you for her.
So all right.
You're going to miss one donation. I think it'll be all right. I'll get you some more. Don't worry.
Well, I appreciate it.
God bless you.
You're welcome. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to encourage everyone, just like Gary just did, send that money in. Send a dollar. We got thousands of people listening. Send a dollar.
I agree.
The power of unity, the power of more than one. It just is like a snowball effect, and it really does make a huge impact. You know, God bless you. Thank you so much. And you know what?
Thank
I know,
you,
Pastor
Jan.
Butch, we're running out of time, but I you know what? We're going to come back on, I think. And I would love to just have a show where like 30, 40 minutes where we're just interacting and answering questions and talking to America.
Sure. Well, we just had 30 minutes. It went by fast, didn't it?
It did. Anybody else on the line?
Nope, that's it. I'm going to give you 1 minute to wrap it up. Go ahead.
So if anybody wants to know more about our mission, what we do, what God's calling has been on our life for the last 4 years, you can go to Women Fighting for America. You can just search it in the search engine. It pretty much comes up towards the top. We do get attacked. Satan likes to take down our site sometimes. But Women Fighting for America, please follow us on all of our social media platforms. I've just been deplatformed personally on my public page and my personal page on Facebook. Women Fighting for America, though, is still up on Facebook. But Cloud Hub, Instagram, all of those, please. We put truth out there. And I'm always in the front lines. I'm always in the field. I go live whenever I can show you guys truth. So God bless you guys. I love you. Please pray, get off your knees, and help get into the fight.
Christy, please keep in touch, okay?
God bless you.
All right, honey. Talk to you soon. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to have a guest on. You won't miss Doug Thornton. Don't want to miss that. And by the way, keep Dr. Tim Penny in prayers. She's in her attack. She lost her elections. It's just about to go on. I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.